Well, Dale, as regards Cheltenham, we've reached the final furlong. It's day four, and, well, we've still got a bounty of gifts to come in terms of the races. We'll start with the 130, the JCB Triumph Hurdle, 16 runners, and I love this race, and I've got a few interests in this. What is the money telling us we should be looking out for?
Well, the favourite is number six, Calypto, for Paul Nicholls. But Paul Nicholls has been hitting the post this week, and I'm prepared to take him on. There's a couple of bigger prices that have been backed. Tiger Roll for Gordon Elliott, that's solid around the nines. The one for money this morning, Lindenhurst, price-wise, in the Racing Post, put that one up, number 10. Pearl Castle's the one that catches my eye. John Quinn and Brian Hughes. This one right at Doncaster last time. Jumping was pretty poor. Need to jump better. But if his jumping's okay, I think he'll go close. And the one all the guys in our office, our odds compilers, have been telling me for ages, Broughton, that's the horse I should be backing. They all backed it at 20s, 16s, 14s, all the way down. I haven't touched it myself, but they are on Broughton. It's 7-1 at the moment. If that one wins, the Skybet offices will be on the champagne tonight.
Well, I have to say, I'm with the Broughton boys. I used to follow the horse on the flat. He'll love the ground.
He certainly will, yeah. And it is a sort of race where you need that flat race form. So, yeah, let's see how Broughton goes.
Hey, we'll move on to the County Hurdle. And, well, it's a massive field at 28 runners. So I guess there's going to be several in with chances. What's your feelings about this race, Dale?
Well, the first thing is make sure you get five places with whichever bookmaker you're betting with. We're five places at Skybet. With 28 runners, you definitely need that. The ones at the front of the market, Arctic Fire for Willie Mullins, that's at 11-2. Manella for You, that's one I've had a few quid on. It's number 10, Tony McCoy, and that one around nines. Alavian's been really well back, number 28. 12-1, 16s, 18s this morning. Just sneaked in the bottom of the handicap. And Maurice Lynham's on board, taking off another five. That's got to go well when you consider the light weight it's got. But if you had to put me on the spot, I think Manella for You would be the one for me. I've been following it all week, and I'm hoping Tony McCoy gets himself another winner.
Has there been any money for the former bumper winner, Cheltinian?
Bits and pieces, about 8-1. It's quite solid, but no sort of significant support. The Irish have a great record in this race. Probably just because Cheltenham's an English horse or chained in Britain, Philip Hobbs, Richard Johnson, the combination that did us a huge favour, of course, yesterday with Fingal Bay. I'm going to be leaving that one alone today. I'm going to go with the Irish. The stats say they usually win this race. And so for me, a five-year-old is another one of the big stats over this race. You can get a five-year-old in it. Cheltenham's 8. Manella for You's 5-year-old, and so's Arctic Fire. So I'll be on, particularly Manella for You. That's the one for me.
Well, let's move on to the 240, the Albert Bartlett Novice Hurdle. Run over 3 miles. And I believe the stable rumours from Willie Mullins are saying that Briar Hill is amongst the top-rated hurdlers in his yard. Well, not top-rated, one of the best hurdlers in his yard.
Well, Briar Hill's a really short price, and the reason he's a really short price is because anybody connected in Ireland with the Mullins yard was on Vitor, was actually on Champagne Fever. That saved bookmakers a fortune. Was on Faheen, on Quivega, on Annie Power. All the roll-ups from the Mullins yard have gone on to Briar Hill. It was 3-1 joint favour with King's Palace earlier in the week. It's now 13-8. The price has absolutely collapsed because, exactly as you say, this one's regarded one of the best hurdlers in the Mullins yard, and all the other Mullins horses have been running great races. So that's the favourite. For me, I think King's Palace, if it drifts, I can't see that one being out of the places. Jumps brilliantly. David Pipe's horses are in fantastic form. Ballynagar, Dynash yesterday, got a double up for the Pipe Yard. If you're looking for one, though, at a bigger price, the horse that stands out for me is Urban Hymn. One up at Doncaster when we were sponsoring. I was there that day. Really stuck his neck out. Very impressive, Urban Hymn. It's around the 16-20-1 mark. One non-runner to mention, Blake Mount, number 2. Sue Smith's runner's not going to be running, so we've got 19 runners. But at the front of the market, it's all about Briar Hill. But I'll be taking him on and hoping Urban Hymn just improves a bit and can take the money for me around 20s.
Well, we move on to the feature race of the day, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And it's Bobsworth and his favourite Cheltenham Hill. He's probably heading the market, but can he do it again?
I think he can. He's 2-1. Well, he's actually just 7-4. He's well supported. The key, I think, is nobody can find a horse to take him on. Really weak in the market. We've got Silviano Conti. That's on the drift. Trio Delane, that's apparently been working really well for Nicky Henderson, Tony McCoy on. That's at 10-1. But all on the drift. There's a couple being backed at really big prices. The Giant Bolster, as they say down in Somerset, where he's from, that's at 14, been well supported. And on his own for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. That one's very solid at 14. Was 16s or 18s earlier on this morning. First Lieutenant, by the way, number 3 is a non-runner. Mouse Morris is running that one. But for me, there's only one way to go. Bobsworth Lexus form looks rock solid. So impressed with him, how he quickened up in Ireland. As you said earlier, I think it's 5 from 5 running up that Cheltenham Hill for Bobsworth. I think it'll be 6 from 6 after about 3:25 in the afternoon.
Well, interesting that First Lieutenant's not running, because that leaves Gigginstown Stud with their runner as last instalment. Now, I thought he was really impressive when he won the Hennessy, coming back from injury. And, you know, 2 years ago, he was the favourite for the RSA Chase. He never made it to the course. But he's a very interesting runner, isn't he?
He is a very interesting runner. He's around the 8-1 mark, and I'm sure the Irish contingent will be backing him probably each way. But at the moment, what we're seeing and all the business that's coming in, people want to be with Bobsworth, but when they're opposing Bobsworth, they're not going for Silviano. They're not going for last instalment. They're looking for those big, big prices and going with the bolster and going with on his own. So we'll have to see. But I can see Bobsworth going off even shorter, maybe 6-4, because I think the public will get behind this horse. He's done it before for them so many times when they've been to Cheltenham. And as I say, we all know Cheltenham form is gold dust when it comes to finding winners. And this guy, he just wins every time he comes here.
And he's from a stable that's in corking form at the festival at the moment.
Oh, Barry Geraghty, Nicky Henderson, great combination. And as I say, it's all about getting horses right on the day. And Henderson's done it year after year after year. As I say, he won it only by, I think it was 7 lengths from Sir Deschamps last year. Quickened up that hill, was 11-4 favourite. You won't be getting 11-4 this year. It's going to be more 2-1. But I still think he'll power up that hill and come away from the field.
Well, we'll move on to the Fox Hunters Chase. And that's run over exactly the same trip as the Gold Cup. But I don't think it'll be run at the same speed. And what do you make of this race?
Get your pin out. And stay, go and get in the queue to collect your Bobsworth winnings during this race. It looks impossible. 24 runners, amateur riders. Oh, on the fringe is the favourite for Edna Bolger and Nina Carberry around 4-1. Oscar Delta, that's an interesting one for Jane Mangan. But this is one of those races I find very difficult to find any big angle. And I think the ones at the front of the markets where you've got to be interested. So it'll be on the fringe and Oscar Delta for me. But as I say, won't be a race that there'll be too much betting on.
Right, we'll move on to the 440, the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle. And the Pipe family have yet to win this race. Do they have a chance this year?
They do. They keep trying to win it. But you're spot on. They haven't actually managed it yet. Vu Lion Rouge, number 10. That's the Pipe candidate, 7-1. Tom Bellamy is taking a few pounds off for that one. And it's very competitive. There is a horse in this that I think you've got to have a look at. It's called Kay de Burleigh. Now, in all the preview nights, Paul Nichols has been really bullish about this horse. You could have got 25-1 a couple of weeks ago on this horse simply because it hadn't really been sort of thought of. And then suddenly the preview evenings kicked in. It's now 10-1. There's one horse that's been a big punt on, and that's number 23, Royal Regatta, Philip Hobbs. Michael Nolan on board, taking off 3. He's actually been mentioned in the Racing Post. Tom Segal tipping that one up. 8 from 12. That's probably one of the best backs. One of the other favourites, Full Shift. Good support for that one. And one at a bigger price that's been backed, Thomas Crapper, number 20. I'm sure that'll be popular on the day. That one's been backed. But as I say, at the front of the market, it's really about Royal Regatta, the big sort of gamble coming from the newspapers this morning.
Well, we'll move on to the final race of the festival, the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual. Now, the Henderson family have won this a few times. They've got a few runners in it again. What do you make of this one?
It's a tough one. Tanks for that. Yeah, that'll be popular. That's Henderson and Geraghty. They've got French Opera, Nico de Bonville. How good was he earlier on the week when he got himself a short head victory? If you go down the field, there is one at a really big price. Viva Colonia, 33-1 for Brian Ellison, Nick Schofield. Was actually favourite for this race last year. That Alderwood went on and won it. Remember Ballinagary that won yesterday? That was favourite for his same race than he won the year before. So I'm going to go with Viva Colonia, a big, big price, to go out on a high. It'll be the 27th race of the week. Let's see if we can finish with a bang. Viva Colonia each way. Five places. Make sure you get that extra place because we've got 24 runners. That will hopefully give us something to play on for the weekend.
Well, I'm not going to let you get away with just give us a preview. I want our nap and our each way selection for the day, Dale.
Okay, well, the nap's going to be Bobsworth. It's not too clever, but I just think he's the best horse in the race. I really do. I think he's head and shoulders above the rest. And the each way bet of the day, I'm going with Broughton in the first. It's only 7-1, but I'm hoping for our odds compilers in the office that they can be celebrating early. And as I say, Broughton, you're right, his flat form's very, very good. And I think he might be, I can't see him being out of the places.